master of my
All right, business. Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner here. That is the great Billy Eckstein, and we're now about to talk to the wonderful Anna Walsh, managing
Hello.
Editor and Eastern Drinks Editor for the City Paper. Anna, how are you?
I'm swell. How are you?
Oh, that's a good 40s sound.
Yeah.
Who says that anymore? That's swell. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. It sort of matches the music that you're playing this morning.
It does. I love it. That's swell. That's good. So, the City Paper this week.
Yeah.
You have one of our constant commentators on the show, Kate Trebinski, who's on here a lot, did a piece, Boss Hogg. Larry Hogan has been...
Yes. Boss Hogg.
Boss Hogg?
Boss Hogg.
Oh,
after the Dukes of Hazzard.
I see the little thing.
The umlaut,
yes, on top of the hill. So.
She did a pretty great piece on Boss Hogg, a.k.a. Larry Hogan's time so far in office and the effect that it's had on Baltimore. And also, you know, does a lot of reporting on what it's like to work with his administration for Baltimore politicians and grassroots groups in Baltimore, and make some pretty good observations, I think, about the way that the state legislature works and how in some ways Boss Hogg is sort of barging in and breaking some things as he kind of he does what he wants with the legislature, like pulling back bills and refusing to let them get printed in the Maryland record so that they can go into law when he first came into office. But in some ways, it's sort of the political machine is as usual, especially for smaller organizations that are like Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle, who are still trying to get a voice at the table in state politics. So it's pretty interesting. And we've got these really great illustrations from Alex Fine. We're already getting lots of interesting comments about the cover online. So
it's a really interesting cover. I mean, it's a little tough to do in some ways, but that's the nature of politics, given that he's battling cancer at this moment. But still,
yeah.
I mean, the politics are politics, and you've got to keep talking about what you have to keep talking about.
Exactly. And,
right?
And you know, we talk about that in the article, too, and about how he really did unite Maryland for a moment when he made his announcement that he had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer. But then, you know, he made it sort of very clear that it was back to politics a couple of days later when he made that pretty... I would say botched announcement about transportation spending in Maryland, and he announced that he was killing the red line. And he's also made it clear personally that he wants to keep doing his job. He, you know, he's still signing bills and doing a lot of work as he's going through chemotherapy. So, it would sort of do him a disservice if we tiptoed around him and the issues of his politics entirely, even as he's still doing work, I think.
I agree completely. So I like Kate's work. I'm looking forward to reading the entire thing, and maybe we can even talk to Kate about that on the air. You've got
this
other piece that Ed did on a family who is suing the police because their dog was shot, the man was arrested.
Well,
drugs were planted.
It's a little bit more. Yeah. So basically, back in 2012, the police were working with this confidential informant who then this lawsuit alleges. Used the police to get back at his ex-girlfriend by having them break into or, you know, bust down the door of the house that she was living in with her new boyfriend. And they shot and killed one of their dogs, planted drugs on the porch, and then arrested her current boyfriend. And even though the charges were later tossed out because neither of their DNA was on the bag of drugs that they supposedly found on the porch, the woman involved filed a internal affairs complaint. And even though all of the evidence seemed to point to the fact that there had been misconduct by these police officers, no case was ever made against any of the police involved. So now they're suing the Baltimore Police Department. It's really a tough story to read, but definitely something that people should read. Yeah, especially, you know, given all of the sort of the latest chapter of all of the complaints that we have about police and police brutality in Baltimore.
Now, Mr. Wrong put in a piece in this that about Sheila Dixon. Mr. Wrong says, keep Dixon former. I mean, the exact opposite of what you felt at the funeral of Freddie Gray when people stood up and screamed for 5 minutes when her name was announced. But Mr. Wrong says no.
Yeah, in his usual Wrongian way, you know, Mr. Wrong has a very particular funny style of writing, but he, you know, says that anybody who steals gift cards that were supposed to go to needy families and children, as he says, should be kept former. And, you know, we can forgive her for what she did, but that forgiveness should not extend to us voting her back into office.
All right, that'll cause a little of a storm in conversation,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, a little. So it's a part of like an ongoing conversation already, I think.
So since you are still, besides helping run the place, being their food and drinks maven.
Yes.
So what is in there about... what is in there this week? I see No Bueno.
No Bueno. Yeah, so I went to La Tolteca in Canton, which is this big, garish, new-ish Mexican restaurant on Boston Street, and was pretty thoroughly disappointed by it, even as somebody who, like, yeah, and I talk about this in the piece, too. You know, I grew up in Howard County, so Mexican food, like, kind of mild, bland, Americanized Mexican food was my family's go-to. That was sort of the most ethnic that we got in our dining. So for me, going and eating really cheesy enchiladas and, you know, chips and dip is, it's like comfort food. It's really nostalgic.
Right,
and
I love
that stuff.
But?
And La Tolteca couldn't even meet my, like, my nostalgic needs. It was really disappointing. So I talk about that, yeah. And also, I think don't want to, you know, go without mentioning this. Our art team did a roundup of all of the different artists that are finalists in the Sondheim Prize.
Oh, yes, right.
Yeah.
Artscape.
And I'm like the biggest fan of Rebecca Kirkman and Mara Callahan's writing about arts. I think they're just brilliant. I could gush about them all day. So they and the other managing editor, Brandon Soderberg, looked at each of the artists and evaluated their work. And it's like a really great portrait of all of these Baltimore-based artists who are up for this prize.
Well, Anna Walsh, always great to talk to you and see what's happening in the city paper. Folks, just go around the city, pop it right out and read it and just check out what's happening in town. Anna Walsh is the managing editor and eats and drinks editor for the city paper. Anna, always great to talk to you.
Always great to talk to you,
and
too.
And we'll continue hunting for that great taco.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Okay, take care. Thanks so much.
Bye.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our engineering intern is Anthony Nichols. Our intern and day in history research producer is Sienna Greaves. Theme music by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. On the way out of here, Lean On Me, Bill Withers. Started a 3-week run at number one on this day in 1972. To podcast the Mark Steiner Show, share it with your friends. Visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.
When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to be